minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And we are feeling fantastic. We are feeling wonderful. It's Thanksgiving Eve. I got family coming up. I got 4 million kids that are going to be at my house this weekend, so that should be fun. My nieces and nephews joining the party, so should be great. Thanksgiving's going to be exciting. Hopefully you guys are doing something other than just going over to the Den for the morning specials on Thanksgiving. Do they do that, Hooligans? I don't know. But we're going to have a blast here today. Boy, last night I'm watching the Nuggets game, and I think I witnessed the worst minute of Nuggets basketball in the history of the world. I mean, maybe it was 2 minutes. It was, the Nuggets are like up by a point. Next thing you know, they're down by 12 to go into the half. It was whiplash. Just turnover after turnover after turnover after turnover. They lose this one 119 to 100. I mean, they kept coming back in that first half and then suddenly fell asleep at the wheel. And it was just one of those rough nights for the Nuggets without the Joker. We see P.J. Dozier go down. Adrian Wojnarowski, if I can ever spit his name out right, just tweeted that it looks like an ACL. So Dozier's probably done. So you got another player that's out for Denver, and you know, you hope the best for the guy. And you were really counting on guys like that, maybe Zeke Nnaji, to help carry you while you're waiting for Joker to get right, for Porter to get right, for Murray to get right. So injuries continue to plague this basketball team. But, I mean, last night, just it was a rough outing. Look at these turnovers. Morris had 4. Barton had 4. Jeff Green had, well, which Green? I'm going to make sure here. They both started. Jeff Green had 2. Jamichael Green had 1. Aaron Gordon had 1. Zeke Nnaji had 3. I mean, it was a lot. 17 turnovers. And a lot of those came in the first half. And then I saw something at the end of this game that just absolutely lit a fire. I don't have anything against Bol Bol. You tweet one thing critical about somebody, and it's like you're out to get them. You tweet one thing positive about somebody, you're a what? What do they call you? Our friend Joel? Bootlicker? That's the thing about Twitter, right? It's this weird universe that we live in where what you say one thing, and then that is suddenly what you're stamped with. So I was complaining about Bol Bol. Watch the play. You guys know what I'm talking about. Pretty much last play of the game. It's almost over. You got the reserves in. We're finally about done with this thing. It's actually crazy, man. I just, when I'm looking at this, you have a Nuggets player in Bol Bol get the ball stolen from him late in the game. And a player takes off to dunk it, Bol Bol's with him, and then stops at the three-point line. Just stops. He could have made a play. He could have done anything. He stopped. And this, Bol Bol's a guy begging to get on the floor. He's absolutely begging to get on the floor. And when he does get on the floor, that's what you see. And again, he had some other moments in that game that weren't bad, but that's what you're going to show the coaching staff at that stage. You're going to stop running with him. He Teddy Bridgewatered it. I know. It's absolutely nuts, right? I just have a very difficult time with this whole situation. And it's really frustrating overall when you see this.
Sounds like you're being consistent and no one else is being consistent.
What do you mean about Bol Bol?
Well, you criticized Teddy Bridgewater.
Mm.
So everybody else criticized Teddy Bridgewater. You criticize one Nugget and suddenly everybody's up your, you know what.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm being told a lot of, you know, what I said about Bol was that, hey, the game was over. Last thing we need is any more injuries. If that's how you're going to play a professional sport, is to not get hurt at any point in the game, then get out of here. Get out of here with that. Don't want to hear it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Those people should get off Twitter.
You should get off Twitter. You should probably quit watching sports, or you should just watch Little League sports if that's what you want, if that's what you're into. I think I got sucked into the fake Twitter thing, too, by the way. I thought I retweeted a parody account of Popeye Jones. Is that real? Can somebody research that? Popeye Jones, of course, one of the assistants for the Nuggets. I love the guy. I've had him on the show before. And I don't know if it was a parody account, but I think this is the real Popeye Jones. Can somebody confirm that? But he tweeted out something about Bull Bull, and I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if it's a fake account. But either way, fake account or real, he's right. Whoever the account wrote this, we need a maximum effort. No quit. Play like your life depends on it at all times. Tired, so what? Yeah, I think it is a parody account. But does it make it any less real? I don't think so.
I have found two Popeye Jones Twitter
accounts. So there's two accounts, huh?
And one's that's Popeye Jones with zeros in it and more cats.
Wow. You know, trust me, I'm a big Popeye Jones fan. But who's making a parody of Popeye Jones account? I'm not sure. But he's not wrong. Fake account, real account, whatever. Not wrong. This was ridiculous. Everybody's clamoring to get Bull Bull to play, and when he's in, he gives up on a play like that. I'm absolutely stunned. And then tweeted something on the CSU front. Rams fans are straight up fire today and last night, and I love it. You guys are so damn passionate. But look at this. This is telling, and this is not like five votes, folks. Got a lot of votes on this. Go to thewholeshow.com. Should Steve Addazio get at least one more year as the Rams head coach? 86.76% are saying no. Wow. There's a lot of people voting on this, too. And you got 86%. I've got a lot of diehard Rams fans that are saying they're done. They're not going to games next year. And I have tried to stay to my maxim here. I believe you got to give a coach an opportunity to finish out at least a semi-full draft recruiting cycle. Listen, I know Steve Addazio doesn't seem to fit right now. It's bad. He's coarse to the media. He's not very nice to the media. In fact, he's defensive. He's volatile. I mean, there's times where he says the special teams was going to be electric and explosive this year. His attitude toward the media has been that, and that's not helping him because the media is your eyes to the coach. So that's not helped. The win-loss record, obviously, not helping. You're not winning against rivals. You're not making a bowl game. You're not even sniffing a Mountain West championship game. Joe Parker's comments to Joel on Ram Nation, Joel Cantalamessa, don't help him. Saying things like, historically we're pretty bad. So, I mean, come on. It's not like you got anything that much to cheer for anyway. Now, he didn't say that, but he said, you guys get the gist of it. It lit you on fire. But I stay true to my word. You love it or hate it, you're going to go with the guy next year. So when I answer the question, should Addazio get at least one more year as Rams coach, I say yes. Because last year was COVID year. I know he got paid. I know it counted. I know the record counted. But I did say this before COVID. I said, any coach that's judged on this season, unless it's like something really bad going on out of the program, like outside of the program, like outside of the practice field and the X's and O's of the game, you shouldn't use that. Because last year was like these guys didn't know when they were going to play. They had COVID issues all season. Sometimes their line wasn't fulfilled. I mean, last year there were times where there was like 20 guys out at any given time, if not more. So I had an issue with using that year to judge it. So I'm being real honest with you. And if you want to say Brady, then you can't use Wyoming as a success point that he beat Wyoming last year. Okay, I'm with you. I'll go there with you. I won't use Wyoming. This year is what you're judging him off of. And this year was bad. So he's going to probably finish up, 3-9? You got Nevada this weekend. Doesn't look good. I'll give you the fact that, okay, well, let's wash Wyoming away then. You didn't really win. Okay, fine. I will go there with you if you really want me to. but you're judging him off of this year. And he's bad. But if you didn't have COVID year, if this was his very first year, would you fire him? I think most of you would say no. So that's where I am. I know you package everything else in with it, but that's where I am. Eastside Chris says no for Addazio. Brady, if Broncos lose to the Chargers, can they please be unflexed for the nationally televised game with Kansas City? Yeah, we flexed the game. The Broncos are playing Kansas City next Sunday night. That game could be absolutely huge if the Broncos win against the Chargers this weekend. We're going to talk about it. We also got Mike Pritchard coming on the show today, host of Betting Across America. We just started airing that show here on KFKA. Glad to have that be a part of our programming. It's going to be at 2 o'clock every day. I heard it yesterday. Fantastic. Pritchard, of course, a Buffs legend. We'll be excited to get him on the program and pick his brain about tomorrow. Are you picking games tomorrow? Are you looking at games tomorrow? And, of course, what he thinks of the Broncos, the NFL scene in its entirety. I mean, this guy knows his sports. 16 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're talking a little bit about the Nuggets. I want to get more into what the future holds for this Nuggets team. They're now 500, 9-9. Are they, I'm seeing tweets that are like, what the season could have been. It's not over. Joker's coming back. It's not the worst. I mean, I don't think it's the worst injury in the world. Is Joker if Joker's not coming back, then yeah, pack it up. But you're getting Joker back. So just hang in there, all right? We'll be right back.
Someone's winning $1,000 this year with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Find out how at 1310KFKA.com.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. You're listening to The Hull Show on 1310KFKA.
Dozier cannot hit, and there's Nagy trying to keep it alive. Dozier is right there for the two-handed flush. Dozier with Zeller on him. And on the tink to the basket is Jeff Green. You're just picking us up tonight. No Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, is out with a right wrist injury. Barton has been quiet and much needed from him. They count on him for scoring. 13-point game here. The Blazers up 79-66. Denver needing something, and they need something from Aaron Gordon. Nice look inside. Jeff Green faked the three on his way in. Goes up top. Oh, Barton, little step back. Tough shot. Cash.
The Nuggets had their moments last night, but just couldn't get it done. All right, so injury, the big story from last night is PJ Dozier going down. And anytime you get an injury, it's awful. You hate it. You hate it for the players. You hate it for the fans. You hate it. It's never good. But I'm reading Twitter, man, and it's like, the season's done. Here's one right here. Pack it in. Season's done. The amount of injuries on this team. No Murray. No MPJ. No Jokic. No Dozier. I mean, okay, we knew we were without Murray. We knew, you know, the situation with MPJ. Joker's not going to be out for long. I'm not saying this team's going to be lifting a trophy, but it was a week ago, folks, a week ago, that the Nuggets were on a winning streak. That was without Michael Porter Jr. They won, what, 4 or 5 in a row? Let's see. I mean, this stretch is bad. They've lost 5 in a row, but they won 5, 6, you know, it was 5 in a row. They won 5 in a row, starting with Houston on November 6th, ending on Sunday, November 14th. A week and a half ago, this team was on a 5-game winning streak, and we thought, okay, it's a good basketball team. They were beating Dallas and then struggled at the end. Philly was a rough one. Chicago without the Joker, Phoenix without the Joker, and Portland without the Joker. So 3 games in a row without the Joker. He's listed as questionable. They got a game scheduled for Friday against Milwaukee. Will he be back for that game at home? I'm not sure. But, I mean, come on. You're acting like Michael Porter Jr. and P.J. Dozier were the reasons the Nuggets were 9-4 a week and a half ago? No. Get out of here with that. You were 9-4 a week and a half ago because of Nikola Jokic and Will Barton. And I tweeted this out. It was one of my videos. If you're not a subscriber to the whole video, you need to go to youtube.com. You'll find it. Search the whole show. And I said, can Joker and Barton do it alone? And that was the question. And I don't think so. They need Gordon to step up. There's no doubt. But they were 9-4 a week and a half ago because you had a healthy Joker. When you don't have a healthy Joker, your record looks more like 9-9. Without the Joker, this team would, if there was a full season, would be lucky to win 20 to 30 games. With the Joker, they're in the 50s. They're a deep playoff team. Can they stay above a float here? And do they need to make a move? Do they need to make some trades? I want to get into all that. We have a busy show today. We have David Roddy, the David Roddy Show, coming up today at 1 o'clock, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're doing a new segment with him. Obviously, we're going to talk about the Paradise Jam and, you know, the MVP of the Paradise Jam, David Roddy, going to talk to us about that. Second segment in the hour, we're going to do Getting to Know David. And I want you guys to shoot us some questions. I've had a few of you tweeting me some questions. You can also shoot texts to us as well. Kind of non-basketball related. Stuff you want to know about one of the best basketball players in the country. So we're going to have fun with that today. We are going to take a break, though, because we're going to catch up with Mike Pritchard, host of Betting Across America. This is a great show that KFK just added to its lineup. It airs right after our show every day. So we'll be on today. So we're going to talk to Mike here in just a moment, 26 minutes after the hour. Michael, why don't we go ahead and get the latest on the local sports flash?
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 31 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And if you were tuning in yesterday, right after the program, we began airing a brand new program to KFK, to Northern Colorado and its listeners, Betting Across America. And man, the host, this guy right here, Mike Pritchard, is just you know him, of course, Buffs legend, and was in the NFL for nearly 10 years. Mike, it is an honor, an absolute honor to get you on the program here. I loved the show yesterday, man. I was taking notes the whole hour. It was fantastic.
Oh, so glad that we could be on up there, Brady. Great to be with you. You know what? I still take notes, and I've been with VSiN for a little bit over a year, but we have so many experts and so many reasons to take notes, because we're information sports information network, and we provide that, and we take pride in that, making sure that we give out great information to the viewers and the listeners. And so for me, as a former player, I'm just taken aback each and every day with all the information and certainly the expert opinions that we have on the network.
Yeah, well, you do such a great job. Some of the opinions yesterday, too. I was the working back on the betting for the NFL weekend, because it's such a crazy weekend with obviously Thanksgiving, with the three games coming up tomorrow. I loved that thing, that side of thinking, you know, work back from go to Monday night and work your way back. I thought that was a very unique process.
Credit goes to Lou Finicaro. He's a Point Spread Weekly contributor, which our subscribers enjoy and part of our Visa network in terms of his experience. And I have not heard that angle before. A lot of people look forward to the Thanksgiving games and they want to find angles there. They certainly want to have opinions on what they think is going to happen in those games. But it made total and complete sense to work back from Monday night back through the weekend to Thursday night. So just trying to get those edges and certainly get out before all the opinions kind of move the market. If you can take advantage of some numbers that are out there from a betting standpoint, that's certainly what we want to convey to everybody.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard, the host of Betting Across America on VSiN, and again, brand new program for us, for our Northern Colorado listeners, airing at 2 o'clock today, so we'll be excited to listen in. But busy weekend, though, as you said, and when you're looking at it, Mike, what do you make of these games? Thursday, I just never know. It's such a unique – Thursday's unique anyway, even just throughout the regular season, but now we're throwing three different games here throughout the entire day. Let's look at the Bears-Lions first. Mm-hmm. You got the Bears. Obviously, the Lions, they got to win sometime, right? I mean, when do you look at the situation and say they're finally going to get one?
Well, if from a betting standpoint, if they're the favorite that in terms of getting their first win. This is the week for them to do it. And then also, there's a lot of noise out there. The noise surrounding Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, they have a lot of premium players out, not available for this game. So it feels like it could be the week that the Lions gets the win. Gets the W at home. Now they're catching points too, which is always great from a betting standpoint. If you can catch some points to help you cash that ticket, certainly look out for that. Andy Dalton, though, he's a capable quarterback, and I'm worried about the Bears and the fact that they know their head coach getting fired is imminent, whether it's going to happen at the end of this week or at the end of the season. So you wonder if they're going to get up for this. It's on national TV, though, and professional athletes, they don't want to embarrass themselves on national TV, so I wouldn't discount the Bears yet.
It's a tough one. When I first looked at that, too, Mike, I'm just scratching my head. But anytime you see a winless team, I mean, don't we always go into that line of thinking? Like, okay, at some point it's going to happen. Why not on a weird setting? This is Detroit's day, right? 10:30 on Fox. So you think this could be the chance?
Well, it could be. I know a lot of people are looking at some teaser situations where you can actually get more points. You can add 6 points to the +3 for the Lions at home and make it attractive at +9, meaning the Bears would have to beat them by 10 points there. And so I think that's attractive to some people as they start off with three games, big games on Thanksgiving leading into the weekend.
We're talking to Mike Pritchard of this brand new show for our KFK listeners, Betting Across America. You guys, again, do such a wonderful job on VSiN, and we'll be so curious to hear your thoughts throughout the course of the season and these games as we're running through them. And again, Thursday, such a crazy time. But, you know, when you're looking at the rest of these games for Thursday, I mean, obviously the Detroit-Chicago, that's an interesting one. Raiders-Cowboys. The Raiders have been through everything this year, it seems like, but yet, they're 5-5. They're right in the thick of it in the AFC West.
Yeah, they are, and I think they're lacking identity. And the Raiders, this is a franchise that has collapsed the last 2 years. This year is incredible circumstances that has led to a difficult situation with the Raiders organization right now. But when you think about the last 2 years, they were 6-4, then they collapsed and missed the playoffs. They were 6-3, collapsed and missed the playoffs. And now you take away the figurehead, which was John Gruden, the guy who kind of built this football team. So they are without that beacon, and they seem lost right now. And then the Dallas Cowboys, you would think that they would have found ways to play well or play better against Kansas City, but now they're scratching their heads a little bit. But they're at home. They're normally used to playing on Thanksgiving, and so they're going to be entirely comfortable. I think the team that's going to be highly uncomfortable and a little bit desperate will be the Las Vegas Raiders. And it's a lot of points to cover there for Dallas, but I think Dallas, they're saying all the right things right now.
Yeah, so you thinking, you feeling pretty good about that? Because I felt great about Dallas against Kansas City, to be honest, last week. And again, the Cowboys have been kind of strange these last 3 weeks, dating back to when they kind of got smoked at home against the Broncos. So it's been an interesting time for the Cowboys. But what I think I saw on ESPN and DraftKings both had Dallas favored by 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that line, I think, climbing a little bit right
is
there.
It?
We're going to definitely talk about that on the show today in terms of the health of the Cowboys, some key players, Smith at left tackle, obviously. I think Dallas, they want to run the football, and as of late, the Las Vegas Raiders have yielded a lot of yards against the run. So that's a favorable matchup. You know, the trenches, the trench warfare, we like to say, in terms of what happens on the field between the offense and defensive lines. And we'll see about CeeDee Lamb. Certainly, that was an impact on the Cowboys. They could not adjust to the fact that he went out with a concussion. And so we'll see what the Dallas Cowboys come up with on a short week. Now, keep in mind, as these teams prepare for these games this weekend, they're only going through walkthroughs, so not a lot of physical work on the field. And so you have a sample size to kind of gauge where you want to go direction with your bet.
Mike, how many Thanksgiving games did you play in?
I didn't play in one, wow. Believe it or not. Yeah, I mean, I practice a lot. I practice every year on Thanksgiving, if that counts. But back in that day, you know, it was mostly the Cowboys right. And the Lions, right? So, yeah, now they've extended it to three games on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that, you're right, because, you know, several years ago it was. The odds weren't as great, but adding that third mm-hmm. game, you're seeing way more teams get that opportunity. I am
right.
curious to see how that affects Lions, too, because, you know, Thursdays are weird. Anyway, but how that really does mess with these players, with the teams, the coaches, like you said, going through walkthrough, mm-hmm. it's got to be a completely different feel.
Well, it really is. I can tell you from a practice standpoint, you're distracted because you have so much family and so many friends, and you know it's a holiday, and yet you're working. Okay, we don't play till Sunday, so let's get through work and let's get through practice. We'll focus again here on Friday. But with a game on Thanksgiving, the holiday, and you're the only game on. Professional athletes, again, the pride in the performance. We're on national TV. We're the only game going at this time. And so it has a different feel in that regard. So I think you'll get a lot of great effort, at least, even though the coaching and some of the circumstances suggest it could be a different type of outcome.
I'm talking to Mike Pritchard, the host of Betting Across America on VSiN. And last one of the night, Bills Saints. Another mm-hmm. interesting one. The Bills have, you know, they're sitting at 6-4. They're a while ago, we're thinking Super Bowl, MVP for Allen and all that. Well, they're just trying to keep their heads above water. You got the Saints with former Bronco Trevor Siemian. They're sitting at 5-5. So they're trying to put themselves in an interesting spot for a playoff run.
Looking for betting angles with probably the best game of all three, in my opinion, because you have two teams in desperation spots trying to hold on to the playoff hopes. I think the Saints, it's going to be Drew Brees night. I think Drew Brees is actually broadcasting the game, too.
Oh, wow, cool.
But think about the Saints. Like, they are devoid of leadership right now on the field. I think Jameis Winston was a guy, even though stepping into the shoes of Drew Brees, he was a guy not going to be prolific throwing the ball right away, but could provide leadership and belief for that football team. I think that's gone from the Saints because the last 3 weeks they lack confidence and they lack that belief in Trevor Siemian. Now, on the short week, we'll see if they get it going at home. And then on the flip side, you got Buffalo that is tumbling down from the favorite spot to make the Super Bowl. And so they're holding on with the 7th seed right now. I don't know if they can flip the switch to being a more physical football team. The favorable matchup with the points, to me, appears to be the Saints in this one.
Interesting. And this is kind of great stuff, Mike, that our listeners can get from you and all of your correspondents that are jumping on the program. I mean, yesterday, again, it was so great to have this show airing on KFK. What can you tell some of our listeners about your program? I mean, you guys are breaking into these lines and these big games that people want to know about, they want to bet on.
Well, yes, we're Betting Across America, and my co-host is Josh Applebaum. He's out in Boston. We embrace that, too, because there's different markets across the country as sports betting becomes and spreads, becomes more widespread here. What we try to do is Josh is a data-driven bettor, meaning he reads the markets. He understands the sharp movement. He understands the line movement. He gives us his interpretation where the line could go. Do we need to place a bet now, or can we wait for a better number or situation? Mm-hmm. And then for me, as a player, I bring the expertise of the on-field experience. And it doesn't really matter if it's football, baseball, basketball. We talk about all of them, hockey even. And so we have a nice mix of my experience and then certainly his interpretation, his insight on the betting market that really helps. It's really a good value for the listeners and the viewers here at VSiN.
Yeah, and no question about it. Plus that connection to the Buffaloes doesn't hurt at all, Mike.
It does not. Absolutely. We got a nice win catching 6.5 points at home against Washington, so that was a nice ticket to cash, too.
Hey, I got lucky on that one finally. I finally got a Buffs one right this week. What was the line? What's the line this weekend, Mike? It's Utah, of course. I think they cracked the top 20 code there. So what's that line? It's like 20, was it 26 or something like that?
Yeah, it's lofty. I know that much. I haven't checked on it lately. Let's see if I can find it here.
What do you do in those? I'm always terrified of anything like much more than like 17. I don't care if it's Alabama and the University of Northern Colorado. I still want to stay away from it.
Yeah, it does get tough. Some of those big numbers, they do get tough to lay. And, you know, I think from a betting standpoint, and I've been told this from some of the experts and a lot more experienced guys, if you can find an attractive dog situation in which you're catching points, getting points that can aid your bet, a lot of times you can cash that ticket. And we had a stat that was phenomenal going into the weekend last weekend from Josh Applebaum. And it was a National Football League where you had road dogs, meaning the road team that was an underdog. They were getting 7 points or less. They were over. They were cashing a ticket close to 70%, if not over 70%. So, wow. I mean, just that kind of information allows you to get to the betting window or on your app. I really feel pretty confident about that wager that you're going to make.
And this is the kind of hard-hitting stuff, though, that people are just going to absolutely love. As you said, the betting world is growing, and man, we were absolutely blown. We were getting comments right off the bat as soon as you guys hit the air. So it's really exciting to have you guys on the show. Last one for you, Mike, because I know you got to get rolling. Broncos, Chargers, we got to go there, right? We're seeing Chargers. The last one I saw was Chargers favored by 2.5. How do you feel about that one?
Well, I feel good about that one from a betting standpoint. I think there's a lot of opportunity in this one. You have the Denver Broncos 5-5, and then you have the Chargers. Certainly, it looks like they've corrected some of their issues. Depending on the number, the 2.5 is a challenge. You can catch 3 for the Broncos at home, which seems attractive too. And I think their performance last time out, Teddy Bridgewater going into the bye, he's had to sit on that, and so the motivation is there for the Denver Broncos for sure. And I think some of the confidence, too, as they secure some players and you get more secure about your future, perhaps your direction. Now, the Chargers, they're tough, though. They've been playing well on the road, for sure. And they beat Kansas City. So they're not going to be a team to take lightly. They're laying 3 points some places 2.5. Depending on that number, if you can find the Denver Broncos at a +3, that could be a nice bet right there. But the Chargers at -2.5 looks like the way to go as well.
All right, my friend Mike, I'm telling you, it's an absolute honor. I've been a huge fan of yours for a very long time. And when we got word about the program, it was a no-brainer for us here in Northern Colorado to have your program on every weekday. So we are so excited about that. And hopefully you and I can connect a lot more down the road.
I look forward to that, Brady. Absolutely. And by the way, yeah, Colorado on the road -20. Actually, you're catching 23.5 points.
23, okay.
Yeah. But I think that's an improvement from the 26.
Yeah, I might get a little crazy on that one now. 23 makes me feel way better than 26.
Okay.
Mike, appreciate you, my friend. And, hey, happy betting. We'll see how tomorrow goes. Should be a lot of fun, a lot of great football. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody as well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mike Pritchard of Betting Across America. He does it with Josh Applebaum, and I'm telling you, folks, we heard you. We heard you. You said you wanted a betting program that was going to be like no other. I mean, these guys just get right to it, concise. And they're talking. I'm listening yesterday, and they're talking about, okay, don't go crazy on Thanksgiving. Be careful, because you'll get into Thanksgiving and you'll go crazy on these 3 games, and then suddenly you're out of juice for the rest of the weekend, and you got a lot of big games coming up. So their correspondent comes on yesterday and says, hey, I go backwards. Go to Monday night. Look at Monday night. Start picking back that way so you're not blowing everything on Thursday and you have something to mess with throughout the weekend. So interesting stuff. It's Betting Across America on VSiN. It airs every single weekday at 2 o'clock here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. So we're going to try to get Mike on a regular basis. So thanks for being with us on that side, man. He is wonderful. He's one of those guys that you want to tune in and listen to when it comes to all this betting information. 47 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, talk a little bit more about the Nuggets. And, of course, the UNC Bears lost last night. That was a tough one, man. Very close to San Jose State. But we'll get to that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
give you a spot to think about. Maybe not tomorrow for Thanksgiving because you're going to be with the family, but you guys got to think about the GOAT. The GOAT is the best sports bar you're going to find. I'm telling you, Greeley's got one, finally. We've been wanting Greeley to get a local sports bar for so long. I mean, I've been doing this show for so many years, and we've always said, well, they're all chains. They're, you know, you got the B-dubs, and those places are nice in their own right, but there's nothing like the GOAT. And they're the GOAT for a reason, man. That's the greatest of all time in Greeley, Colorado, maybe throughout northern Colorado, at least compared to the ones I've been to. The GOAT Sports Bar is a high-energy local bar and restaurant, proud to be serving the Greeley community. Go watch the games. We got the coaches show tonight. Jerry Schimmel's going to be at the GOAT at 6 o'clock tonight. So stop by, grab something. You're not going to cook tonight. You got all the Thanksgiving stuff going tomorrow. So why don't you go to the GOAT tonight, sit down, have a bite to eat, watch some of the games up on the tube. You got a lot of college games going on throughout the day, throughout the night. So check out the GOAT and listen in to the UNC Bears Coaches Show hosted by Jerry Schimmel. That's at the GOAT. And again, the show starts at 6 o'clock tonight on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Nuggets lose last night, going into that a bit, and we're kind of concerned at this stage. I saw various reports yesterday that had Joker listed as questionable, anywhere to game time decision, to actually some probables. So when you start seeing that stuff, that at least gives you the hope that, okay, he's getting close. He's getting closer, and you don't want him to miss. How many more games can they afford to sit him? I mean, can he shoot left-handed? I said on Tanner's show on NoCo Now, I said, hey, I think Joker could shoot left-handed and probably still get 12 points. But you got Milwaukee. You listen, he's not going to play on Monday, right? You know what Monday is. That's the rematch against Miami. That's after the infamous shove with Nikola Jokic. He's not missing that game, right? We've had that. His brothers are already going to that game. We circled it. It's on the radar. It's going to be a blast to get Joker's brothers there. But if Joker doesn't show up, then it kind of doesn't work. Obviously, you want him to be back for more reasons. You got to stop the bleeding here, because the West is going to take off and forget all about this Nuggets team. That's what's going to happen. You got to be very careful here. If you're Michael Malone, if you're Tim Conley and Calvin Booth, what do you do? Do you need to make some moves? Do you need to make some trades? Because I know it's very early in the season, but the great teams are there at the top all year long, and they don't slow down. Golden State, Phoenix, and then there's everybody else. But you can certainly catch. I mean, yeah, Golden State, Phoenix are going to be. Golden State's not going to lose many games. They're in rare form, and they're doing it without one of their studs still. So don't expect that team to lose many games. Phoenix is still, I mean, they proved everybody wrong last year, and they just continue to be one of the best teams in the league. As for the rest, you know, the Nuggets can easily get right back in there with the rest of the teams, with Utah and Dallas, but they got to get it going soon. How long can you let this go if you're Michael Malone? You have to get something figured out very soon on the site. Otherwise, I mean, again, I'm not saying if Joker sits for a week and you're five games under 500 that you can't come back from that. But at some point, even with 82 games in a schedule, you do say, okay, when do you stop saying, okay, well, we can survive this week. We can survive this week, even if we lose four or five games. You don't want to lose. You don't want to get to the point where you're five plus. You're even, dare I say, 10. Because then you have no room for error, and you're playing catch-up all the way through. And listen, this is the scary thing, because even with Joker, we went back and we said, this team's going to need some help. Because Joker and Barton's kind of, you know, slowed down a little bit. But you can't, we said they can't do it by themselves. Well, that's with Joker on the floor. You're still wondering how good of a team they can be when Joker's scoring 30, but you're waiting on everybody else to do something. Will Barton can't have 11 points. He had 11 against Portland last night. You just can't have it. You know, you had Jeff Green with 24 points and Monte Morris with 16, and that's nice, but you need Joker back in, hitting your 30s, hitting your high 20s and your 30s, and then you got to have Barton shining. So those were the fears even before Joker's been out with this wrist injury. So is he going to play Friday? You got today and you got tomorrow. So my guess is the Joker will be back on Friday, and then it's going to be time to go. Pedal to the metal. Start winning some basketball games. Oh, and you just got to try to do it against Milwaukee. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I mean, Milwaukee's sitting, you know, they're interesting right now. They're what, 10-8 last night, 10-7? Something like that. But they're not the world beater that they were last year at this time. So a nice opportunity for the Nuggets coming up. So we're I guess we'll see, man. Well, let me tell you this, Bol Bol's not the answer. I'm done with that. I was kind of in on it for a little bit. I was kind of in thinking, but I've seen too much body language from him where I go, that guy doesn't want to be a Nugget. So what's he doing there? Get him out of here. Get Joker back in. All right. We got the David Roddy Show coming up, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You do not want to miss this. The Paradise Jam MVP. The Rams are 6-0, and they do not look like they're going to slow down anytime soon. David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It's coming up next.